Jnanavahini, Chapter 9. Maya, by means of its twofold power, of one, hiding the real nature, and two, imposing the unreal over the real, makes the one and only Brahman appear as Jiva, Ishvara, and Jagat, three entities where there is only one. The Maya faculty is latent, but when it becomes patent, it takes the form of the mind. It is then that the seedling of the huge tree, which is the Jagat, starts sprouting, putting forth the leaves of mental impulses or vasanas and mental conclusions or sankalpas. So all this objective world is but the proliferation or vilasa of the mind. Jiva and Ishvara are caught up in this proliferation, and they are inseparably intertwined in the Jagat, and so they too are creations of mental processes like the things appearing in the dream world. Imagine Jiva, Ishvara and Jagat as having been painted. The pictorial Jagat has both Jiva and Ishvara incorporated in it, and all three appear as different entities, though created by the same paint. So also the same mental process creates the appearance of Jiva and Ishvara as pervading and immanent in the background of Jagat. It is Maya that produces the illusion of Jiva and Ishvara and Jagat. This is declared by the Shrutis. Has not the Vashishta Smriti made clear that mental processes are responsible for the magic dance of he and I, this and that, and mine and his? The expression soham idam, found in that text, indicates Jiva, Ishvara and Jagat. Sa means he, the unmanifested, the super soul, the power beyond and above, the Ishvara. Aham means I, the entity enveloped by the consciousness of doer, etc. Idam means this objective world, the perceivable sense world. So it is clear that these three are the products of mental processes only, and they do not have any absolute value. Their value is only relative. In the waking stage and during dream, these three appear as real. But during deep sleep, or while unconscious, as during a fainting fit, the mind is not working, and so the three do not exist. This fact is within the experience of all. Therefore, it is easy now for you to realize that all these three will disappear for good when through jnana the mental processes are destroyed. Then one gets released from bondage to all these three and knows the one and only entity. In fact, he gets established in Advaita jnana. The jnana won by the analysis of the mental processes can alone end Maya. Maya flourishes on ignorance and absence of discrimination, so Vidya spells the doom of Maya. Fevers originate because of your actions. They flourish on wrong methods of life and diet. They grow with the growth of such wrong conduct. The idea of the snake, which is Maya, flourishes on the ignorance of the real nature of the rope. It grows and becomes deeper the more one forgets the rope, which is the base. The ignorance which prevents and postpones the inquiry into the nature of the Atman makes Maya flourish. Maya, fostered by this attitude, becomes as thick as darkness. When the flame of jnana illumines, The darkness is dispelled along with the illusion of Jiva and Jagat and Ishvara. Inquiry makes the snake disappear. The rope alone remains thereafter. So too, Maya and the blossoming of that Maya through the mind as Jiva, Jagat, etc. will all disappear as soon as vichara or inquiry is done about the reality of appearances. One knows that there is nothing other than Brahman. Brahman alone subsists. To the question, how can one thing appear as two? The reply may be given that prior to inquiry, Brahman appears as Jagat, though its real nature has not undergone any change at all, just as the pot was understood as pot before inquiry revealed that it is basically only clay. Crown, earring, necklace, all appear as different, until inquiry reveals that they are all basically, fundamentally gold. So also, the one Brahman is apparent in many forms and under various names, and so gives the impression of multiplicity. Brahman alone is, was, and will be. The conviction that this Jagat is but a superimposition is the real Vidya. This Vidya is the end of all ignorance. The hare's horn is non-existent. It is a description of something superimposed. Knowledge of the reality alone will destroy the idea forever. Then the false idea will melt away. Only the ignorant will stick to Maya as truth. The wise will at best designate it as indescribable or beyond explanation, for it is difficult to explain how Maya originated. We know only that it is there to delude. The wise refer to it as the hare's horn. Thus it is spoken of in three different ways according to the point of view of each. When simple-minded children are told, lo, there lurks a ghost there, they believe it to be true and they get terribly frightened. So too, unthinking, ignorant persons get convinced of the reality of the objects around them through the influence of Maya. Those endowed with Viveka, however, distinguish between the true Brahman and the false Jagat. Others, unable to do so or to find out the real nature of Maya, simply dismiss it as beyond description, anirvachaniya. Jnanis who have clearly grasped the truth characterize it as the mother whose corpse is cremated by the sun. It is the experience of Maya that gives rise to jnana, or the revealing wisdom. The child, Vidya, kills the mother as soon as it is born. The child was delivered for the very purpose of matricide, and its first task is naturally the cremation of the dead mother. When tree rubs against tree in the forest, fire starts and the fire burns out both. So too, the Vidya or knowledge that arose from Maya destroys the very source of that knowledge. Avidya is reduced to ashes by Vidya. Like the expression, hare's horn, which is but a name for a non-existent thing, Maya too is non-existent, and one has only to know it to dismiss it from the consciousness. So say the jnanis. Nor is this all. You label anything non-existent as avidya or maya. Whatever becomes meaningless, valueless, untrue, baseless, and existenceless when knowledge grows, that you can take to be Maya's manifestation. Another interesting point is this. It may be argued that since Maya produces Vidya, Maya is right and proper and deserving of respect. But the Vidya that arises out of it is also not permanent. As soon as a Vidya is destroyed through Vidya, the Vidya too ends. The trees and the fire, all are destroyed when the fire finishes its work.